I want to welcome everybody throughout the world, wherever you are today, because I believe this is the most exciting time it's ever been. I believe that God is going to part the water back. He's going to set the captive free. He's going to bring deliverance to the hearts of those that need help. He wants to help those that will seek Him. To those that search for Him, they shall surely find Him. And I pray this day that God will bless you and inspire you and uplift you and encourage you in a mighty way, that you might be developed into a man or a woman of God, that you might live in this time, this time frame that we're in here. In this time frame, none of us can guarantee that, only God only. But when that time frame's over, I want to say that we all need to be with Him in heaven forever. God bless every one of you. I pray that He'll make His face to shine upon you, to be glorious upon you, help you, strengthen you, provide for you, keep you, heal you, bless you, encourage you, bring salvation in your heart as you become an overcomer. And Lord, we just pray for your people this day. I pray for a touch from heaven. The enemy is vexing many. But Father God, we know that He has not the power. He has not hasn't got your power behind Him. We have that power behind us. And you work through us. And you, those who will seek you are surely going to find you. And Father, I just pray that you bless this day. Bless us in a mighty way. This 4th of July, I pray that you'll bless us in a mighty way. Lift, encourage your, there's so many of your people down. Lift those up this day. Father, I pray for a mighty spread of your power throughout the world this day. Lord, in Singapore, throughout Australia, where they are, I pray that they'll receive this blessing this day. I pray that they'll receive that hope. I pray that they'll receive their healing this day. I want them to have salvation if they do not know it. Just accept Jesus as your Savior, and you can have eternal hope. I pray, God, for a blessing upon everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen, amen.
Brother Freedom's all fired up, and he's ready to go, and we're glad you're here. We're meeting on a Sunday morning because it's very hot in this area, and it's a little cooler in the morning. We're glad that you've joined us. Mike is coming to read some scripture.
This is the 37th Psalm, starting in verse 1. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth." Then down in verse 23, it says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." And then starting in verse 34 again, it says, "Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him."
Thank you very much. We just want to welcome you today and pray that God's going to bless you in a mighty way. I truly believe His coming is very, very soon. But it could be 10 years. But in God's time, that's really soon. But I believe, according to His holy word, from Genesis to where we are right now, I would say He's going extra right now. Because I believe that God is very precise. I believe He knows the time. He knows exactly where we are, and he's predicted these things that we're seeing was already going to come to pass before they ever came to pass. And God's there as a witness to his people that he has some here that believe in him and that believe upon this holy word. God is coming through the clouds of glory, and we as God's people need to be ready. We need to not be fearful, but just believing that he is going to help us. He's going to move upon us in a mighty way. Bible says the righteous never, they cannot be moved, and they're in God's hand. The wicked are not going to, they're going to fail. This 37th Psalm, the Lord, Friday morning, so he come down in such a wonderful way. But this Psalm is, in essence, what he told me. And part of it starts off, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be the envious of workers of iniquity. Fret not thyself. Don't worry. Worry and fret are sort of the same word. Fret, it means, in English translation, worry. Worry not. Fret not. I like fret because I like the word, this King James Version because it touches my heart. You know how many times we say, well, we may not say nothing, but why does the unrighteous prosper like they do? Why do they have all the things? It's like when the rich man, he fared sumptuously on earth. Another time, another rich man, he says, well, I'm going to build more barns. He says, thou fool, this night thy soul is going to be required of me. See, the Bible says, what did it profit the man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? What can a man give for exchange for that? There's nothing that we have. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his love, God's love through us, that we can bring these things in fulfillment if we stay in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Whether there's disobedience, there's problems. And I believe that most churches in walking disobedience, I'm going to say it right there, in disobedience, they're not following the Spirit of God. Without the Spirit of God, you have no hope, you have no strength, because God is a Spirit. And the Bible plainly says, in that last day, we must worship him in spirit and truth. The word truth is the word of God. We must alive unto God, dead this world, because God's coming home and bringing us home to a place that's perfect. It's glorious. Yesterday afternoon, the Lord let me go to see a friend of mine. And I was there, that I heard about, I have another friend that's helped me in the gym, and he's really, these are both wonderful people in the natural. But I believe most of them don't even know Jesus. You know, the Lord won't even let me say nothing to them, just have to live it. Because if you say it, you'll hinder the move of God. See, we're to be harmless as doves, but with the characteristics of the snake. What's the opposite? That's to be in us. We have that's when the Spirit gets upon you. When God's Spirit, you get alive, like HaKamashita, who the glory fills the room of God. That's the God's Spirit. But many times we get so envious because, oh, we're having it so tough. We're just poor me, and oh, I tell you, we can't make ends meet, and we got problems. I know this is hard, but there is a rewarding day coming. And it's sad to say there is many poor people. And there's a few rich people. But the Bible says it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It says God has mercy on the poor. He feels for the poor. That's why if you come to him, you're going to be rich in heaven. The rich man fared selfishly. Lazarus came and says, well, couldn't even get the crumbs. The dogs come out and licked his sores. And sometimes in life, some things seem unfair. But see, it wasn't God that brought these things in here. It's the powers of darkness. And these powers of darkness promise some that they're going to have this. But after that sting happens, there becomes sickness. There comes disease many times. Great problems that all people face because of the wicked. God wants to bring healing to his body. He wants, but through the wickedness, they have what you call a penalties. And those penalties bring in drastic things. Minds that are off balance. And these are bringing the characteristics that Satan uses in, like Adolf Hitler. People through these things, through these wicked things, it's done by the coercing of the wrong spirits. They have no conscience. They have, their day is coming. It's a terrible day. But you, we as God's people, God's given us a time that we can choose life or we can choose death. This day is me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That's what Joshua said way back there. And I believe it's in vogue today. We need to take practice in seeking God. We must call upon Him while He's there. Wicked, I feel sorry for them. Because they're going to be in a terrible place. Breaks my heart. It's terrible. But what the problem is bringing up to what's coming to pass very shortly. If we, as God's people, miss the coming, 99% of people will be there because they will not be able to endure what's going to come against them at that hour. It's tragic what's going to take place when God withdraws His Spirit upon earth and pastors will let people go down the mully grubs. God, they should be on fire for God because that's the only true antidote and the power that we can have to come against the powers of darkness. And He will set you free. That you can walk, you'll still feel for what's going on. But you have to learn in your heart, you can't change it. You just gotta walk in God's will. It has a way of humbling God's people, that they're blessed, and they're willing to see the wicked prosper, because they know their day's short. The day is coming, when all shall stand before the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. It is written, every man is gonna stand before our God. There's a day appointed in Hebrews, so appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. There's a judgment coming, and we as God's people need to be ready for that judgment. I tell you, your church is not going to save you. Nothing's going to save you but God Himself. That's why we need to know Him now and not go back and slide down a long slope backwards till you can't reach God. God's here to help us. Wherever you are in the world today, remember you can make it by yourself. God be for you. Who can be against you? You can just say a few words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on the words, that you shall be saved. Believe on the word of, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you're out there with sickness, with this you can say, Jesus' blood on that cross, by His stripes I'm healed. You can take it for God. Say, God understands where you are, your statue. He'll touch you. He'll make a special, His eyes running to and fro throughout the whole world, wherever you are, to show Himself strong on that heart that says, Lord, I need you. That's all you have to do. And believe it, He's going to come down and supernaturally touch you. If you'll keep that vow, you're going to make it through the time. Even though times get very troublesome and they feel like, but it's going to be worth it. I want to tell you out there, it's worth it serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. He is worthy. He is our example. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. He's the propitiation of our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Seek ye the Lord and His strength, seek His face forevermore. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect unto Him. It says, call unto me. What's that mean? It means call, and I will answer. And what's that mean? God's going to say, I'm hearing you. It's like when you go to a judge and you can't get an audience with him, but when he says, what's your case? You have a time of talking. Well, God's going to hear you. He's going to hear you. He knows where you are. He knows all about you. He is going to make His face to shine upon you. His eyes run to and fro to show Him so strong. That means strong, not weak. Strong on the half whose heart is made perfect toward Him. Just 2 days ago, the Lord was letting me see that if a person tries, God's going to seek you. You don't have to be bashful. God's going to come. That's why I am. Because the church has told me I could not do it. I said, I don't see why. It's in the Word of God. Well, you can't. I said, yes, I can. I went out of that. I went through the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and God, it wasn't very long. He come down and give me a blessing 35, 40 years ago that was beyond description. He let me see things that I couldn't imagine. He let me do things that's unreal. People believe they're lying, but that's why I don't tell it. God has come down as just a little poor boy like me. God's not going to have any favors. You're just as special to Him. There's nothing that takes your place out there. God has you. You're His favorite child. Let you know that. You're His favorite. You need to seek Him because there's going to be, at that time, if you're missing, it's hard on the Lord our God because He sees all of us as His children. A father don't want to give up any of His children. They're His. And that's why God is, you're His child. And as long as you try, He's going to triumph through Him. You try and He gives me up. God's here to help you, to save you, to satisfy you, to rescue you, to bless you, to encourage you, that you might have an infilling of His glory in your heart. For the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God is able to keep you enduring at times of struggling. You know, many of us struggle. The Bible says that having done all to stand, that's what gets most Christians. They're not willing to stand. See, in the military, if they tell you to start right out here at the street corner, right where that car is, and you stand full guard there, you stand there till you're relieved. Till you're relieved. And that's the way we are with God. You don't have to go out here and look for another church, all this stuff. Oh, I'm going to go here. No, you wait upon God. That's why people are not hearing from Him. They're not waiting for Him to bring the answer. He says, boy, girl, wait there. We said, why do we have to wait? That's part of it. You know, we have not learned patience. The Bible says we have to learn to be patient. And God breaks us, the first thing is to learning wait and patience. Patiently wait upon God. He is the answer. No one has learned how to tarry in the Spirit. Tarry, that's waiting upon God. Receiving that glory. The infilling of God's glory upon you that manifests Himself that you might be an example. There's not many examples. They're out in the wayside. They're bringing up a name, noises. Noises are like clanking cymbals. Without love, there is no power. It's like an engine that sits there and rotates, never don't have no power. You couldn't use it. And that's what we are. When people get that way, they can't be used. They're just things. God don't want us to be a thing. He wants us to be a child of God. He wants to be infilled with the glory of God that we might receive that excitement, that joy of the Lord is our strength. He's our high tower. He's our way maker. The Lord will bless you, will keep you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and He adds no sorrow with it. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast the faith, knowing the same affliction are accomplished in the world. But the problem is, the Satan's out there. But he ain't going to bother you as though you're not doing nothing. That's what stops everybody. Well, that's the time to dig in and get God. Build your muscles up. Oh, I'm going to get a backbone. I'm going to stand strong. If it takes, I'm going to stand by myself. You know that's where it is? 99 of the people wouldn't have stood like I stood. They got to be with the multitudes. God just spoke to me a minute ago. The multitudes are taking us down the wrong way. It's singular. The Bible plainly says, narrow. If they would have been the way they say, wide is the gate. No, it says, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. The opposite. Many there be that enter that at their act, but straight and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. That find it. And they find it, they say, oh, I can't, I don't want to be different. I want to just be like everybody else. Bible plainly says, love not the world, Neither things are nor any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. The world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God shall abide forever. Ye abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. If we need to seek God forevermore, for his eyes run to and fro, that we might be vessels to receive that blessing. We, as God's people, have to realize it's not us that does it. We need to seek the giver. The churches were to get us just to get to that point. That's the baby stage. We should grow. Without that growth, we're stunted. We find ourselves with no power. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait, call upon me. I don't know. I don't know anybody that probably knows what an old time like brush iron, when you go up, you and a couple of people, and pray and pray and pray and have a night, and just spend time serving God. It's not heard of. I enjoy it. It's a time when God comes down and makes himself known in your heart. Just like Moses. Moses would be in the hands of the Lord. But it's the people was, they didn't see God. They said afraid of him. But that's what we are. We're at a time now we're going to need God because the Red Sea, we already went through the Red Sea and we're in the wilderness. They never made it in the wilderness. And we as God's people, we need to wake up. The Bible says, I know in the time. Now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. That means it's almost over. The day is at hand. What's the day at hand? It's coming, Lord. See, that is actually, that's this Bible, that's what we're from the time we should have been looking for the coming Lord. It's in the scripture. Jesus told his disciples, this shall be the signs of my coming. They asked him what it's going to be because they're already missing him right then. And us, as God's people, we should be so in love with Jesus that we're looking for that coming. We can't live without him. But we don't even worry about it. We don't worry about it. We're living in our little houses and we're comfortable. By the way, the Lord's showing things are going to be tough. Because God wants our heart. And sometimes we can have so much ease of Zion that we lose the impact that God's the giver. God can take it too. Because God wants to bless the inner man. Our little bitty heart is something that's not, this body is going to be gone, but there's one part of us that God retains, and if we live right, we're going to live eternity with him forever with a new body, a new focus on life. But if we miss it, then a judgment comes and we go to the lower realm. It's very plain. And Isaiah says, hell hath enlarged itself for the coming of the crowd. In Joel, it says, multitudes, multitudes in the bell of decision. Multitudes, multitudes. God sees as multitudes and not coming seeking him. I love churches, but they're just the starting point. And they should never tell nobody, no, you can't do this. That's what they do, because I've been there. You can do it. You read that wonderful word. Oh, they said we're not supposed to read. It's like the Catholics tell the people. You can't read the Word of God. Sorry out there if you've got any Catholics, but I believe that we're to read this Word. I believe we're to eat this Word. I believe we're to take what it says and mean it. Because it's life. It's truth. It's power in the life. And we, when we stand before him, Lord, which is going to happen? I truly believe it's going to come faster than we believe. And God's people out there, I'm not going to go into Father. I want you to be ready. I love you out there. I want you to be prepared whatever comes your way because God is the answer. I don't think there's too many people that lived through World War II, but I lived in World War II and it was troublesome times. Then people prayed. We're to pray. We pulled the shades at night. We were afraid of bomb attacks. No. Now we got callous. Everything's okay. But God's doing through the weather now. Lots of troubles in the winter. Lots of trouble down the Gulf. There's troubles. God's here to rescue His saints. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you. Pray that you'll be an inspiration to wherever you are. Your Bible says, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I truly believe that that is what we're to do. Quick to hear, slow to speak. We listen to things, but we don't have to act on them. We can be cordial with people, say, yes, I understand. But it's not going out. It's not getting into your inner spirit. We as God people must remember there's some things that we cannot let get into our spirit. And we bind those things in the name of Jesus. I will not let that flower that get in my heart. No, get it out. It's from powers of darkness. I will not allow it. It'll keep you on that upper angle to God. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you this day. Pray that He'll, if you need healing, whatever your need is, God is the answer. If you need extra help, send in and we'll try to get back to you somehow. God will bless you. We'll pray for you, whatever the need is. But I believe in a blanket prayer that God's going to bless everyone this day that's hearing this word. I pray that God's going to bless you in a mighty way. Lift them up, encourage them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Set them free. Let them be overcomers. Father, you pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Freedom, we have a letter here from a lady in Singapore. Her name is Esther, and she's requesting prayer from Brother Freedom for Esther. Her son, Roger, who's 36 years old, to be set free from seizures. She had a terrible virus that hit his brain 17 years ago, and he is mentally retarded.
Why don't you stop right now? Father, his name is Roger.
His name is Roger.
Father, we pray for Roger right now, this moment. Father God, I pray for a miracle. I pray for the healing hand to come down right now in Singapore. To Roger, I pray he'll be right. I believe it will be your spirit upon him. Bless his mother. Bless his day. And be a faithful day for you this day. Father God, let your power flow through them. In Jesus' name, amen.
And then, Brother Freedom, we have a letter from our friend James, who lives, I believe it's in Arkansas or somewhere there in the south. And he's been having difficulty. He had neighbors move in that were affected by drugs, and they were violent, and they're going to be getting out of prison and coming back. And he lives in a very hard neighborhood, and he himself has been not well, and he asks for your prayers. His name is James.
Father, we just pray for James this very moment. I pray that you know all the circumstances. Father God, I pray for your hand of heaven come down upon them. I pray that you even send angels, need be, to help their situation. I pray that their ministers be sent there to help this family. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I proclaim it into existence right now by your power. Oh, I thank you, Father. Thank you. Your will be done. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you for joining us today on this 4th of July. God bless you all. Amen.